It's been a hard year and a half for a lot of people. The COVID-19 pandemic has meant high stress and fewer healthy outlets for that stress. During those stretches of hopelessness, there are some that turn to drugs and alcohol to cope.
We come out of one pandemic and we enter right into another one.
John D. Johnson Sr. is the president of the Lac-Ti-Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. He says drug overdoses are taking their toll on the community.
The hardest drugs we were seeing so far was probably the fentanyl and the meth. And it's just growing right all the way across the United States and the Northwoods. And this is what we're seeing.
Johnson and Lac-Ti-Flambeau Police Chief TJ Bill point to fentanyl as the biggest driver of the overdoses they've seen in the last year and a half. Bill said fentanyl has flooded the illegal market. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that can be used in meth and heroin or on its own.
It's very addicting. And I mean, the first time you use it is very addicting. And once you get addicted to that opioid, it's hard to stop. So that's where the suppliers will then continue to flood the community with that drug based on the addictions within that community as far as people wanting more of it.
Lac-Ti-Flambeau has seen a sharp increase in overdoses. Bill gave me some statistics for the last few years of the number of drug overdoses that the police department has responded to. Going back to 2018, police were called to 5 overdoses and then 4 the next year. In 2020, that number doubled to 8. So far this year, the police department has responded to 16 overdoses, 12 of which were related to fentanyl use. And it's not just the number of overdoses that's increasing, it's the severity of them.
It's a very, very deadly drug. On average, when we have these overdoses, we're providing 4 to 6 dosages of Narcan to these individuals, which is a 4-milligram nasal spray, which in the past that was unheard of.
As much as the Lac-Ti-Flambeau community is struggling with this problem right now, President Johnson knows they're not alone.
This is not just a native issue. It's all over us. It's all around our reservation, and it's all running rampant through the Northwoods.
I don't have direct data saying this death was due to this substance, but I can tell you that we are seeing all of those substances in the North Central area. And in fact, really have had much more methamphetamine in the last year and a half or so than we had seen previously.
Sheila Wykes is the director of substance abuse services for Marshfield Clinic's Family Health Center. She's been seeing what Lac-Ti-Flambeau is experiencing all across North Central Wisconsin. It's not just illegal substances she's concerned about. Prescription drugs and alcohol abuse is up as well.
But all of the substances seem to be at a much higher level now than what they were pre-pandemic.
Wykes says the COVID-19 pandemic was a perfect storm for substance abuse.
A person's more at risk of either returning to use or increasing use if you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Well, there was a whole lot of time during the pandemic that all 4 of those things may have applied. So I think people were really, really set up for increased use.
Other things like the lack of in-person recovery meetings, increase in the drug supply, lack of a job, or other social norm controls also played a role in the increased abuse. Johnson believes the mental health toll and the lack of socialization are the biggest stressors in his community.
We like to socialize a lot as Native Americans, and we got to get back into that. And, you know, we're hoping that this pandemic doesn't come out again with that Delta variant or anything, so we can start getting back in touch with our people.
Johnson hopes with the return of events and community dinners, people will start using less. Wykes agrees that as things start to return to normal and in-person recovery meetings resume, some of the abuse will start to go down. In addition to that, the police chief wants to see the dealers he and his officers arrest to face consequences. He says they'll arrest someone only for them to get out of jail on a signature bond and go right back to selling drugs.
They repeatedly continued selling, and then, you know, we try to get them again, arrest them, and it's a vicious cycle, and it's over and over. We have individuals here in our community that have been arrested 5, 6, 7 times, you know, for the similar crimes, and there's no accountability for this.
Wykes, Johnson, and Bill all agree that this issue needs to be attacked at all levels.
We're going through these other tribes, and we're going to pass some resolutions and do what we can and go downstate and help fight the fight, I guess, with alongside of our partners in the state also. It's going to take some time to heal, but I hope we have the time to do it, you know.
And sometimes hope is enough.
There is hope. As long as a person draws breath, they can get into recovery. Just the concept that, while it may be very difficult today, you know, do hang in there. This will get better. And there is help available to get there.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.